It is NFL week one, and we're taking a look at FanDuel. We're doing our first look lineup. I couldn't be more excited. The season is just days away, preseason behind us. And so we can dive right into the salaries, the numbers, the matchups, and get an early look to a FanDuel lineup. My name is Kevin Allen, aka The Geek from DFS Army, and let's get into this. So we're taking a look at FanDuel. And of course, before I ever make an initial lineup, what I like to do is take a look at the matchup. So I'm going to bring up the NFL matchups and basically just, you know, the Vegas odds, some of that stuff, the game totals, the spreads, all that good stuff. So we can get a sense of which games this week look attractive on paper at the very least. So, you know, we learned a lot in the offseason in terms of what type of games to target for different position groups. We want, of course, quarterbacks from high game totals. We want favored quarterbacks. Ideally in our lineups, we want a little bit of correlation. Generally, we want to match up a quarterback with at least one pass catcher. But if it's a statuesque quarterback that we're working with, potentially two pass catchers works as well. We want to probably generally avoid running backs with the quarterback position and so on and so forth. So let's get right into this. Taking a look at the Sunday slate, we've got this Panthers Falcons game right here. And it's got a 40-point total, 3.5-point spread with the Falcons installed as home favorites. I don't like this game from a fantasy scoring perspective. I think the running backs are probably both in play. Maybe the defenses could be really interesting, especially Falcons defense going up against a rookie, but also Panthers defense against sort of a neophyte in Des Ridder. So some interesting potential here on the defense, but probably not expecting a ton of offensive fireworks outside of maybe the running backs for both teams. So we'll keep an eye on Bijan and Miles Sanders, I suppose, here. Next up, we got the Ravens at home taking on the Houston Texans. Ravens are massive 10-point home favorites. The unveiling of the new high-octane, four-wide, spread-them-out Lamar Jackson offense for the Ravens. This should be, you know, the Ravens have a lot of areas where they could do well here. Just Lamar is the most expensive quarterback on the slate. I'm not sure if I buy into that. The Texans are really kind of a team that you want to target with running backs. And I think we're fading. My first thought is fade Lamar, especially if he's going to be super high owned. And I'd be more interested maybe in a J.K. Dobbins on a slate like this, especially on FanDuel, where the touchdowns to the running back position are valued so highly. Next up, of course, we've got the Bengals at the Browns. Bengals, you know, Burrow's playing. All good. Everybody relax. Everything's cool. This is a really close spread, though. Bengals are 1.5-point road underdogs, 47.5-point total. So this is a game that stands out a little bit. It's got a pretty decent total at 47.5. We got Joe Burrow. We've got, you know, Deshaun Watson. How's he going to look this year? Certainly lots of offensive weapons on both teams. Joe Mixon massively underpriced right now. And Chubb on the other side of the game. Always looks good. We've got Njoku and Amari Cooper, very playable on the Browns. And of course, you know, Chase and Higgins on the Bengals. So this will be a game to keep a close eye on and maybe even game stack. We'll see. Jaguars at the Colts. You know, first of all, this stands out as a very bettable spot for the Jaguars. I am hammering the -4.5 on that game. 45-point total right in the middle. I love Lawrence this season. Colts starting a rookie quarterback that is going to be mistake prone, I believe. No Jonathan Taylor in week one. That is donezo. Don't know who the running back is going to be for the Colts. Taylor on the 4-week pup at this point. So for me, this is all Jacksonville. I like Jacksonville defense here. I don't mind Trevor Lawrence, T-Law here. ETN, all of the pieces on Jacksonville, all the way up to Ridley and Christian Kirk are playable. I think they probably have too many wide receivers to get excited about any one of them. So, but Lawrence stacks and tournaments seems really doable. Maybe some Travis Etienne exposure and Jacksonville defense here. All right, taking a look at the Bucs Vikings game. Bucs, you know, rolling out Baker Mayfield, and no one likes Baker Mayfield, but man, and no one likes the Bucs this year, understandably. Vikings defense was really bad last year, assuming they're still bad. That is a situation to monitor. This might be a sneaky spot for the Bucs offense. maybe in like a Millie Maker type tournament. Certainly Baker Mayfield, I'm assuming he's going to be the starter. I think he was named at this point, will be very low owned, but you know what? There are some potential scenarios where he has a good game at almost no ownership. So I'm keeping him in mind. Viking side. Yeah. I mean, sure. Madison. Okay. You know, Bucks pretty decent defense generally. So I think it's just the usual suspects with the Vikings. Maybe Jordan Addison, if he's priced really well. The rookie wide receiver is looking pretty good there. Next up, we've got the Vikings, the Titans at the Saints. Saints rolling out Derek Carr. I think they'll be better than they were last year with Carr. Titans coming in, doing their thing. They've got DeAndre Hopkins now and Derrick Henry at full health. So this should be a really interesting game. It's going to tell us a little bit about these two teams right off the bat. Titans have always kind of been this overachieving team, or in recent times, they're this overachieving team. So I'm going to be curious to see if they start out strong here. You know, Derek Carr, new team. Does it take him a minute to get acclimated? But certainly Chris Olave is interesting. But the guy, the player that stands out the most to me in this game is actually Jamal Williams. You know, he's going to get the full run. And it reminds me of back in the day when Lats Murray would get the full run for the Saints. Whenever you have a Saints running back that's probably going to get the full run without much competition, Jamal Williams is a touchdown scorer. He's a good running back. He can catch a pass. There's nothing he can't do. I like Jamal Williams in that game. 49ers at the Steelers. Steelers sneaky, better than I think we expect this year, but both these teams play very good defense. I don't really see wanting too many players from this game at all. 40-point total is not exciting for me. Even worse, we've got Cardinals at Commanders. Commanders defense is the play here. Cardinals, no one even knows who the quarterback is. Even now, they haven't named them. It's not going to be Colt McCoy, so it's most definitely going to be one of Dobbs or Clayton Tune. And either way, I want the defense taking on Dobbs or Clayton Tune. We're going to focus on that when we take a look at defenses. We want the defenses playing the neophyte quarterbacks. All right, next up, let's see, 4 p.m. games, Packers at the Bears. This one I like. I'm surprised that the total here is only 44. I think this is a game that plays to the over. Number one, I think the Bears are going to be really good this year in terms of offense, and the defense still pretty mediocre, too bad. Fields, DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, all interesting possibilities and exciting possibilities in a game like this. I like the favored quarterbacks. As we learned in the offseason, you definitely, if you're going in tournaments, you always want to target favored quarterbacks. And so I think this is a really, really good spot for the Bears. You know, on the flip side, on the Packers side, players I'm interested in. I'm interested in Christian Watson. That's the primary one. I think Jordan Love will have an okay season, but I don't know. So we'll keep an eye on that. Eagles at the Patriots. Again, 45-point total. Jalen Hurts is always in play for me. Eagles are only 4.5-point road favorites. I think they were going to win by 6 or 7. I think this is a good spot to bet the Eagles against the spread. But as far as that overall game goes, if the Patriots can keep this close at all, the Eagles are going to go nuts. So we're going to X out, of course, Mac Jones. Jalen Hurts is an interesting play week one, and I don't care if it's with Devontae Smith or with you know, AJ Brown. I think a Jalen Hurts stack is definitely in the mix in tournaments for week one. Raiders at the Broncos. This is actually surprisingly high on the game total at 44. I kind of thought that this would be a little lower than that. You know, the Raiders rolling out Jimmy G at the QB position. Not sure how they're going to look. You know, Broncos traditionally a very good run defense. Not sure about Josh Jacobs week one. Flip side on the Broncos, we're the unveiling of the new Russ Wilson chefing it up with Sean Payton at the helm. I don't know. Too mysterious for me. Not excited about that game. We got the Dolphins at the Chargers. This one is the highest total on the entire slate at 50.5. And these are two exciting offenses. I tend to lean. It's funny that the Chargers are favored here because I think the Dolphins should be favored. I think this line is flipped. I get that it's a road game, but you know, Tua healthy, all of those weapons. They don't really run the football in Miami, and that's a good thing for us. And that Miami defense is better than advertised. Chargers, you know, coming, I don't know. I'm going to call it a disappointing season last year for them. But Herbert is still really good. All of their weapons are healthy. So this could potentially be that high flying game for week one. We'll take a look at some of the salaries of the players attached to this game. But of course, if we're playing a Tua, I want to stack him with both of his wide receivers. We learned in our back testing that the statuesque QBs like a Tua, you really probably need two of his guys going off for him to win you a giant tournament that week. Of course, if we build a lineup for a smaller contest, which is really what we're going to build here, I'm going to tell you the contest type that we're going to build for. But if it's for a smaller contest, that's less critical. But on the largest contest, you really need to be aware of the style of quarterback and what, when they wind up in winning lineups, what do those lineups look like? And Tua with Tua, that's been the thing all last year. So Tua with Tua. Remember, by the way, guys, if you're enjoying this content, subscribe to the channel. We are coming at you for DFS content all season long, and you've got to be subscribed and you got to have that notification bell letting you know when we have stuff. We also going to have cool contests coming up for our DFS Army YouTube people. We're giving away, we got some giveaways coming up, so stick around to find out about some of that as well as the week progresses and as we head towards NFL week one. We want to give free months of DFS Army membership, some Sharp app memberships, all kinds of cool stuff. So make sure you are followed and subscribing to the channel and the notifications and all that good stuff. All right, continuing on, got a couple games, one more game left here on the main slate, Rams at the Seahawks. And, you know, I would expect the Seahawks to have a, you know, to style a bit here in this one at home. But, you know, this is that game where Matt Stafford's still healthy and you've got Cooper Kupp healthy on the Rams. Rams have a full team of healthy players. You know, it hasn't been that way for a while. So we're going to find out. We're going to find out. Last year they fucked around. This year we're going to find out if the Rams are really as bad as they looked last year, or that was just a result of all those injuries, right? So we're going to find that out starting week one. On the Seattle side, last I heard, Jackson Smith and Jigba was a little banged up. We'll see what happens with him for week one. But if he's banged up, I mean, you got to love Tyler Lockett and maybe even some DK Metcalf here and, you know, all of the usual suspects, including Kenny Walker. So 47-point total is definitely something we want to attack. And, of course, we generally want to favor the favored QBs in our stack. So now that we've talked a little bit about the matchups, let's get into the actual FanDuel lineup creation. And I'm going to actually start. I do these a little bit backwards. I like to start on the defense and pick our defense first. And my philosophy for defense on DraftKings is a little different. DraftKings, we generally want the cheapest defense that's viable. FanDuel prices the defense is a little bit better. But the first thing I want to try to do is figure out if they've mispriced any defenses here in such a way where I feel like we can get some value. So taking a look here at the defense position on FanDuel, the cheapest one are the Texans, 3K. At Baltimore, that's not a good spot. Bucks on the road against the Vikings, playable. Rams on the road against Seattle, playable in an emergency. Miami on the road at the Chargers, also playable. I think Miami defense is actually very good. But again, I'd rather target neophyte, young, inexperienced QBs that are likely to turn the ball over for NFL week one. So I'm not sure that I would go with any of those. You got the Patriots against the Eagles, that's a pass. Colts, no. Cardinals, no. Although, you know, Sam Howell being a young, inexperienced QB, you know, wouldn't it be crazy if the Cardinals did a little something there? Could happen. Absolutely. Pittsburgh at home should always be in your mix. If I'm running 150 or mass multi-entering, I'm not going to uncheck those guys. But I don't like the spot either. Titans on the road, probably not. Derek Carr is not necessarily a turnovers type of a quarterback, so that's not a way I would go. Browns at home, probably no, not against the Bengals. Broncos, no. Bears against the Packers. So Bears are an acceptable. See, note what's happening. On DraftKings, we can generally find cheaper defenses. FanDuel prices defenses a little bit more appropriately, and it's much, much harder to discover, you know, inexpensive ones that are going to work out on DraftKings. So here's a couple spots that might be of interest. The Panthers, again, going up against the Des Ritter-led Falcons. I think that's an acceptable spot, but I don't love it either. Packers against on the road at Chicago, targeting Chicago defense. You could see they are ranked very poorly in terms of allowing fantasy points to opposing defenses. So Packers defense should be in play. Let's see. Seattle at the Rams. No, I don't love that. Jaguars. So this is one of the ones I talk about. Saints at home against the Titans. I don't love that. But it looks like we're going to have to pay up if we want to really get something good going here. And I like this spot. Jaguars at the Colts. You know, the Colts are rolling out Anthony Richardson, who I love as a potential prospect. A lot of potential. But as raw of a quarterback as can be, think like a bad version, maybe potentially a worse version of Fields when he first started playing for Chicago as a rookie. I just don't see good things for Richardson in these early games. So I'm going to click on Jacksonville here, and that's a much more expensive defense than I normally like to play, but I think they have potential to put up a big score. Just to look through the other ones, the Commanders are certainly in play up here as well against whoever the hell Arizona's rolling out, and that might be the better one. I might, you know, if I have some salary left over, I'll go up to that. Baltimore playable against the rookie QB for the Ravens as well. And, you know, 49ers against the rookie, but I prefer a home defense. So I think I'm going to stick with Jacksonville for now with the caveat to allow for Commanders or Baltimore as if there's some salary left over. All right, moving on. Now, why do I start with the defense? Start with the defense just so that as we're looking at how much salary we have left over, that being one of the cheaper positions, I get a better gauge of how much I can spend on my other position groups. So let's run through the QB position and kind of look at the different salaries and potential situations for some of these QBs. So Jalen Hurts priced up all the way to 9K, and I think he's a great play. If I have the 9K, I'm always happy to play Jalen Hurts. My guy averaged 25, almost 26 fantasy points per game last season, and that's just massively above everybody else, and that's really what matters. You know, he's averaging 26. That's why he's priced up above everybody else. So if I can afford him, sure. I think people think that New England is a bad spot in terms of defense, and it might be a bad spot because I don't know that the Patriots will be able to put up enough points, but Hurts probably, in a perfect world, is in a competitive game, and I'm not sure that the Patriots make it competitive, but I think his ownership will reflect that. So it might not be super high-owned. Lamar Jackson stands out, of course, but at 9K, 8,900, I don't think they're going to run Lamar as much as they did last year. And the Ravens just will. I just know this team. I know the coach, Harbaugh. And I'm going to tell you right now, as much as people think this won't happen, it will. The Ravens, if they get a big lead or if they're smashing a team with their defense, they're not going to put the pedal to the metal on offense most of the time. So because I don't think this game is going to be competitive, I'm just going to kind of fade Lamar. I have a feeling that the tout world is going to be all over Lamar, which it makes me happy because those guys are donkeys. So let them do that. If he's going to be high owned, especially, I'm going to fade. Justin Fields really stands out to me. I love Justin Fields. Look at it, averaging 20.4 fantasy points per game last year, better weapons this season. You know, his 20, the consistency was spectacular. Now, on FanDuel, we need 3X. So at 8,300, 24 to 25 fantasy points is what we need. Bears are at home. I think the floor here is about 20 fantasy points for Fields. It's not like they have a whole lot going on at running back right now with Khalil Herbert and Donta Foreman. Now, it's always possible that Chicago comes out and they're running Fields a little bit less than they had been, or they switch some things up. I hope not. It's possible, though. But for now, I'm going to drop Fields into this lineup. We're going to go through the rest of these QBs, though, and see who else maybe stands out. So right here, we've got Justin Herbert. Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it at Miami. You know, it's a good high-scoring game, so he will be in my tournament mix, I'm sure, but Miami defense is really good. I think I'd rather use Tua in that spot. But, you know, our research definitely shows that we want to be on the favored QB. So maybe it is Herbert. Just, you know, by metrics, Herbert is one of the best plays. Just by my personal sort of my ick, I'm not sure I'm going there this week. I do like Trevor Lawrence, But again, this is a game where I think the Jacksonville defense might shine a little bit more. And once I'm using the defense, I'm definitely not going to, I don't like using the quarterback with their defense. Joe Burrow, always playable. I don't like the price, but playable. Now, Tua is really interesting. Tua with Tua. So I don't mind playing Tua. I know he's the underdog QB, and normally we're going to stay away from those. You want to play the favorite, but I feel like Miami should be favored in this game. So there's that. If I'm playing Tua, I'm playing him with at least one, but ideally both Waddle and Ja'Marr Chase. That's much more of a need, I would say, on FanDuel than something that you have to do on DraftKings. Because DraftKings is, it's much more something you need to do on DraftKings. It's not a necessity on FanDuel because FanDuel is all about touchdowns. So like Waddle might have a big game receptions and yardage, but if Chase gets two touchdowns, you didn't need Waddle. So just keep that in mind. Usually on FanDuel, QB plus one is generally good. Continuing on through the QB position, I don't like Cousins in this spot at 7,500. Deshaun Watson, just okay at that price, 74. Russ, 73. Geno at 72, okay, if we need a little savings. That's not a bad situation. I think Sam Howell has a little bit of rushing upside as a QB. We're going to keep paying attention to him this season. Certainly pay, give him some attention this year. Anthony Richardson, a running QB, maybe as well. But nope, I think we've exhausted the playable spots. I'm not into Des Ritter. I don't want Bryce Young in his debut. So maybe Jordan Love. If we need to punt down low, so my super cheap punts would be Love or Baker Mayfield. So if you really needed to punt cheap, Jordan Love is interesting. Chicago defense, not that good. Love is a really, really cheap stackable guy. You stack him with Christian Watson. I think that's easy. It's cheap, and you can stud up everywhere else. And similarly with Baker Mayfield, I mean, Baker was able to have some decent games in his career, I guess. And so, you know, it's not like Tampa is going to lean super heavy on a running back. Minnesota, I don't want to play Baker most weeks, but Vikings defense was horrific last year. So that's a spot to keep an eye on as well. But for the purpose of the first look lineup, I'm leaving Fields. That's my boy. And I really love him. Now, I want to pair up Fields with somebody. And I was thinking of either going with DJ Moore, who I love, and I love the price. You can pair him up with both. Or Cole Kmet. I think it's either DJ Moore or Cole Kmet. And I'm going to go with Kmet in this lineup here. So we're going to handle the tight end situation right off the bat. Again, FanDuel is a touchdown dependent and heavy format. And that's what Cole Kmet's the touchdown scorer. You know, Packers have Jaire Alexander. He's a very, very good CB1. And if they put him on DJ Moore, that might limit DJ Moore just a little bit in this game. And there are a lot of great bargain players at wide receiver this week. So I'm not too worried about it. And similar to running back, lots of great bargains. We're not even in there yet. But to go through the TE position top to bottom, certainly Mark Andrews is interesting. He's that top dog. TJ Hockenson was great last year. No worries there. Happy to play him. George Kittle's fine, but usually I like George Kittle when San Francisco has injuries and they're forced to throw to him a little bit more. Goddard, okay. Kyle Pitts, not super impressed by him over the last couple of years, so I don't know. Evan Ingram might have I'm less excited about Evan Ingram this year. Now that they have Calvin Ridley, a lot, you know, there's that extra pass catcher and wide receiver. So that might take away some of those targets we were hoping for Ingram. Freiermuth is fine here. Njoku is one of my favorite plays of the week. So if I'm not going with a Fields Kmet stack, I'm throwing Njoku in there as a standalone tight end. I really, really like him. He was great last year. People forget. And he, you know, look, 5, 6, 9, 7. These are the Deshaun Watson games. The targets are there, 7, 6, 6, 9, 6, 5. So those are target numbers that you want to see. If you're getting 5 to 6 targets for your $5,600 tight end, you just hope that one of them is a touchdown and he smashes through FanDuel value. We need about 15 points. Remember, FanDuel, we want 3X salary. So the total FanDuel salary algorithm is I believe 60K. Yeah, it's 60K. No, it's DraftKings 50K. But the total FanDuel salary is 50K. It's 60K. And if you triple that, 6, 12, 18, 180 is right around what wins you most tournaments on FanDuel. Of course, the largest tournaments, you know, it'll go over 200, but 180 wins most tournaments on FanDuel most weeks. So we target 3X salary here. So in Joe Code 5600, he needs to get you about 15, which is very doable. If you just, all he needs to do is score a touchdown. Similar to Komet at 5200, a touchdown gets us there. So far we've got Fields to Komet as a starting stack. With the defense, we're going with the Jaguars. All right, now let's take a look at the running back position here. Running back is so critical on FanDuel because it's such a touchdown-dependent format. We're going to take a look at the running back position top to bottom. There are some values here. There are some serious values at running back this week that we can exploit. I tend to look for the pay-down running backs. I want the value at the position group. Remember, we're primarily looking for touchdowns. There's no 100-yard bonus. There's no massive PPR upside. So it's touchdowns that are king on FanDuel. So starting at the top, let's get back into this. Starting at the top, Christian McCaffrey, the highest priced running back on the board, totally fine play, tends to score at least once. So I'm happy with that. Austin Eckler at home against Miami. Sure, why not? Not necessarily a touchdown scorer. Like traditionally, he's more of a pass catcher, but you know, he put up monster numbers last year, FanDuel numbers. Look at the fantasy points per game. These are important numbers. He averaged almost 20 fantasy points per game, which that's pretty good. You need about 27 in a game at this price, though, to stay on pace. So these guys need to absolutely smash if you're going to hold pace, these 9K running backs. Nick Chubb down here at 8,600. Also, just, you know, 16 fantasy points per game last year on FanDuel. Certainly a good spot for Chubb. Derrick Henry early in the season, still fully healthy, feeling good. You know, it's at New Orleans, not necessarily a great or a terrible defense, but not great. I think Derrick Henry can have a good game. I prefer Derrick Henry when his team is favored. His team's not favored here, I don't think. So they're slight underdogs. So, you know, there's risk there. Yeah. 3.5 point underdogs. Josh Jacobs is fine here at Denver. Very playable. Bijan Robinson, 7,800. Not bad. Not a bad spot. I will play Bijan NFL week one. I don't mind it. People think, oh, I'm scared to play the rookie. I'm not scared. I ain't scared playing the rookie. I'll play some Bijan week one. He's going to be a beast all year long. Travis Etienne, a nice little correlation stack with Jacksonville defense. Get Travis Etienne up in there. Defense dominating, running back dominating. That's a good spot. Joe Mixon. Love Joe Mixon here. Okay. Joe Mixon with a full workload. That is not the huge, right? Last season, he was splitting touches with Pirine. Pirine would have a good game out of nowhere. Now it's only Mixon on an explosive offense. Really good play. Love that. Madison is very playable as well here. Tampa traditionally pretty good against the run over the years, but I don't care. Tampa, Madison is very playable in this spot as well. I like these other guys better. I think we're going to find some cheaper running backs, though. Some real bargain plays. I like this ETN Jacksonville correlation, though. I really do. But I just think there are some less expensive running backs that we need to address or consider. Aaron Jones, fine, but he is in a timeshare. And I'm worried about Aaron Jones going down in efficiency without Aaron Rodgers there. So probably going to avoid that for now. Although it is a nice little quote-unquote bring back on that Fields Komet stack. Kenny Walker, 7,100. Everybody worried about, including me, worried about Charbonnet. But if I knew Kenny Walker was getting the boatload of the work at 7,100, I really like that price. So I'm interested in him. Ramondre, not my favorite play on DraftKings, on FanDuel here. Lacks the PPR upside, but, you know, do we really think Zeke Elliott's going to take much away? I just think the Eagles are a good team. So it's not like an underdog team I'm dying to target with my running backs. especially when there's some great ones here. I'm very interested in Miles Sanders as well. I think Miles, now I don't like that he's already got an Q tag and a groin and all that, but Miles Sanders could have a, I guess I'm smoking the hopium, but I think Miles Sanders could have a pretty good year with Carolina, but I'm not sure this game is the spot for that. Jamal Williams, boom. He's in. I'm playing Jamal week one. It's that simple. No competition for touches. He catches passes. He scores touchdowns. This is the kind of player you want in this kind of game. I am about it. Give me Jamal Williams. Now, I'm going to look for if we can salary down on one of these other spots here. Let's see how much we have left. $6,700 per spot for the wide receiver group. So that should be okay. And we probably don't need to salary down, but I'm just going to continue to go through. And if I see a standout spot or two, we're going to talk about it. So I do see a lot of really good pay down options here at running back. Najee Harris, I don't know if I like that San Francisco matchup. Connor, losing team, losing player, hell no. But Cam Akers is interesting for me at $6,600, fully healthy, no real touch competition, looked good towards the end of the year last year. Check this out, 3 touchdowns in one game, 21 touches, look at all this volume. I think we're going to get 25 touches a game for Cam Akers. Cam Akers is one of my highest drafted players in best ball formats. I'm ahead of the field on him. So why not also play that out in DFS? So I love Cam Akers here. And honestly, for me, he could replace Mixon or Etienne. I'm good with him above any of those guys. What I don't love is just the underdog road underdog, you know, sort of grinder RB. That's not necessarily the greatest spot, but Seattle defense isn't good. Here we got Javonte Williams. If I know that Javonte is getting a full workload, I'm very interested, but I think they're going to ease him in. So we'll have to see how that goes, but $6,500 for Javonte is fine. J.K. Dobbins, touchdown machine in this game. I almost think you have to play J.K. Dobbins week one. I'm going to put him in. And here's what we're going to do. Man, so tough. I like all of these guys. Which one do I replace? Do I replace Mixon? Maybe I'll replace Mixon. We'll put Dobbins in here, and we'll keep our ETN Jacksonville defense correlation stack in place. But I don't mind either way. I think Dobbins is going to score touchdowns this year. And that's what we want on FanDuel from our running back position. So I don't think they're going to run Lamar Jackson as much. He's getting hurt. So they're going to try to keep Lamar in the pocket and lean heavy on J.K. Dobbins. He's going to score a touchdown in this game. Eventually, we'll check the touchdown props. As we get later in the week, of course, and closer to the actual kickoff, we'll have some touchdown props and some other things to help us make these final decisions. Of course, we have all those tools, the prop numbers, all of that stuff at dfsarmy.com. For our subscribers. So make sure you are subscribed at DFS Army. Do it now. Do it now. Get prepped for the season. As you're watching this, just click the link in the description. Go get signed up at DFS Army. We have an NFL season-long package, 12 months of NFL. If you're an NFL-only person, that's what you do. We're doing off-season best ball content. We've got it going 12 months a year, and it's a 12-month package. So whenever you get it, you get a full 12 months. Like, it's not like if you bought it week two of the season, it's just one season. No, it goes a full 12 months. So make sure to check that out at dfsarmy.com. And we have all kinds of tools that show you props. The Proptimizer tool at DFS Army is unbelievable. You can go through it, see all the different props, which ones stand out on the sports books and all of that. All right, now we're at the wide receiver position. So we've got, this is Green Bay at Chicago. We've got a Fields Kmet stack. Now, we've already learned through our back testing that bring backs are definitely not necessary if you're trying to win. Even if you're they're fine. So full game stacks are fine. They're not necessary, but they're fine. So if we wanted to get a piece from the Packers, I'd be interested in Christian Watson here at $6,300, really cheap price for a touchdown scoring machine. I think that's definitely one way to go, right? So we plug him in there. We got $7,400 left for our final two wide receivers. Let's go through wide receiver a little bit. Of course, Jefferson, good spot. Cooper Kupp, yeah, sure, why not? Tyreek Hill, always great every single week. So if I can afford these guys, I'm very happy. Jamar Chase, same thing. If I'm playing Chase, I'm probably playing Burrow. Hill's probably somebody I want to play with Tua. Kupp, I think you could play him standalone, but playing $9,300 players on FanDuel doesn't tend to work out that well. We want to kind of be a little more middling so we can get all pretty good guys. looking for touchdown scores. Got 7,400 per spot left. So just running down the list here. Chris Olave, I really like him week one. I'm not sure. Did we already target someone from? Yeah, we already have Jamal. So I'm probably going to avoid him in this lineup. But I really love Olave week one as well. He's going to be the focal point of that offense. AJ Brown is perfectly playable. Keenan Allen, this is a bit high priced for him. And DK Metcalf at 7,700. I think you could just go down to Tyler Lockett and get the same upside. So let's see who we're going to plug in here. I'm going to keep going down the list because the cheaper we go, we might be able to upgrade one of the other spots. Godwin, okay. Lockett, fine. I do like Amari Cooper in this game against the Bengals in week one. Yeah, I don't see why Deshaun Watson isn't going to focus on his number one guy. $6,700 player. I think that's a good spot. Continuing down here, just to see where if there are any relevant paydowns. Love DJ Moore as well. The matchup is a little bit tough, but it's not 1,000% that, you know, Jair Alexander will be blanketed on this guy the whole game. DJ Moore is going to have monster games this year. And I think Fields is one of those quarterbacks that just focuses on one player. So if he's focused on DJ Moore, the new kid in town, he's excited, new toy, you know, that could go nuts week one. So I'm very comfortable if I had to switch this lineup, just putting Moore in with Fields. But in this case, we went Kmet, so I don't want to double stack it. So we're going to keep going down this list and just kind of go over some other playable spots here. Drake London, yes, why not? Jahan Dotson, I like him this season. Not sure about this game. I think Adam Thielen is playable. Adam Thielen is playable week one. Bryce Young almost like focused him exclusively all offseason. If Jerry Jeudy is out, Cortland Sutton becomes an interesting week one play at 5,900. So a lot of pay down options don't look too bad. Here's George Pickens at 5,800. Sure, why not, right? George Pickens could take a leap this season. Zay Flowers all the way down to 5,500 could be a really exciting week one play as well. So a lot of really good spots for week one that we can attack. I think especially with Dubs, though, banged up a little bit. Christian Watson in the second spot is very interesting. And then we just close out the lineup here. Let's pick the best player that we can squeeze in with the remaining salary. It looks like AJ Brown. And who's upset about playing AJ Brown at any time? I'll do that. If we pay down here, we could probably upgrade one of these running back spots as well. So if I wanted to kind of do it a little different, we could go down to Devontae Smith and then get right back up to, a higher quality running back, potentially like a Madison. If I can get back to Mixon, kind of like that to get up to Mixon. Let's see here. We'd have to go with like a Ridley or a I didn't quite get to Devontae Smith. So I'm going to go back to the original, though. I'm going to go down to J.K. Dobbins at running back because I just do think this is going to be a big Dobbins game and he'll be low-owned. And we'll just put in a stud wide receiver in the last spot. And there you have it, guys. That is your NFL FanDuel Week 1 first look lineup. It's early. We might have different ideas by the time game time comes around. We'll have props. We'll have all kinds of extra things to help us with our decisions. But I really like this lineup, and I'll go over it here. We've got a Fields, Cole Kmet, QB, wide receiver stack. We've got a bring back here with Christian Watson. We've got a secondary correlation with ETN Jaguars. We've got Jamal Williams getting the full. We've got volume running backs. So we've got Jamal Williams, who should get all the touches for New Orleans. We've got J.K. Dobbins, who should be a touchdown scorer for Baltimore in a dream matchup. And then Amari Cooper and A.J. Brown, WR1s for their respective teams to wrap it all up. So, guys, that's going to do it for NFL Week 1. Make sure you hit that like button if you like this style of content. Make sure you are subscribed and notified. So a notification bell, not just subscribe to the channel, notified so you find out when our next video comes out. We've got nonstop NFL Week 1 content coming here on the DFS Army YouTube channel. We've got the Millie Maker Show with Burns that'll be coming out. We've got the tournament tactics with the Quad Goats, Bobby Wow, Burns, Bob, myself on Fridays. We're going to be taking a look at tournament tactics every single week. It's nonstop. Like FanDuel and DraftKings first look videos. I can't even name it all. The game plan with John Statsational Alessia, currently number 10 ranked DFS player in the world. So make sure you check it out. I'll see you guys next time. Good luck.